Book 19, Chapter 9. What things were done after the death of Agrippa, and how Claudius, on account of the youth and unskillfulness of Agrippa Junior, sent Cuspius Fadus to be procurator of Judea, and of the entire kingdom. And thus did King Agrippa depart this life, but he left behind him a son, Agrippa by name, a youth in the 17th year of his age, and 3 daughters, one of which, Bernice, was married to Herod, his father's brother, and was 16 years old. The other 2, Mariamne and Drusilla, were still virgins. The former was 10 years old, and Drusilla 6. Now these his daughters were thus espoused by their father: Marlaton, to Julius Arclaus Epiphanes, the son of Antiochus, the son of Celsius, and Drusilla to the king of Commagena. But when it was known that Agrippa was departed this life, the inhabitants of Caesarea and of Sebaste forgot the kindnesses he had bestowed on them, and acted the part of the bitterest enemies, for they cast such reproaches upon the deceased as are not fit to be spoken of. And so many of them as were then soldiers, which were a great number, went to his house, and hastily carried off the statues of this king's daughters, and all at once carried them into the brothel houses. And when they had set them on the tops of those houses, they abused them to the utmost of their power, and did such things to them as are too indecent to be related. They also laid themselves down in public places, and celebrated general feastings, with garlands on their heads, and with ointments and libations to Charon, and drinking to one another for joy that the king was expired. Nay, they were not only unmindful of Agrippa, who had extended his liberality to them in abundance, but of his grandfather Herod also, who had himself rebuilt their cities, and had raised them havens and temples at vast expenses. Now Agrippa, the son of the deceased, was at Rome, and brought up with Claudius Caesar. And when Caesar was informed that Agrippa was dead, and that the inhabitants of Sebaste and Caesarea had abused him, he was sorry for the first news, and was displeased with the ingratitude of those cities. He was therefore disposed to send Agrippa Junior away presently to succeed his father in the kingdom, and was willing to confirm him in it by his oath. But those freedmen and friends of his who had the greatest authority with him dissuaded him from it, and said that it was a dangerous experiment to permit so large a kingdom to come under the government of so very young a man, and one hardly yet arrived at years of discretion, who would not be able to take sufficient care of its administration, while the weight of a kingdom is heavy enough to a grown man. So Caesar thought what they said to be reasonable. Accordingly, he sent Cuspins Fadus to be procurator of Judea, and of the entire kingdom, and paid that respect to the deceased, as not to introduce Marcus, who had been at variance with him, into his kingdom. But he determined in the first place to send orders to Fadus, that he should chastise the inhabitants of Caesarea and Sebaste for those abuses they had offered to him that was deceased, and their madness towards his daughters that were still alive, and that he should remove that body of soldiers that were at Caesarea and Sebaste, with the 5 regiments into Pontus, that they might do their military duty there, and that he should choose an equal number of soldiers out of the Roman legions that were in Syria to supply their place. Yet were not those that had such orders actually removed, for by sending ambassadors to Claudius they mollified him, and got leave to abide in Judea still, and these were the very men that became the source of very great calamities to the Jews in after times, and sowed the seeds of that war which began under Florus, whence it was that when Vespasian had subdued the country, he removed them out of his province, as we shall relate hereafter.